Hi, I am Anil Kumar Arichalla. Welcome to Pharma GMP for latest updates related to pharmaceutical industry and guidelines. The main motto of this Pharma GMP is to help the pharmaceutical professionals to get industry updates from various websites, articles and magazines. So let's get into the topic. FDA warning letter due to non-compliance with 3D rule. A Chinese manufacturer has received a warning letter from the US American FDA due to inadequate equipment design, deficiencies in monitoring and not performed laboratory tests, as well as deficiencies in the batch record review. Even if it is not explicitly mentioned in the warning letter, it is to be presumed that the system complained about is the water system. However, the FDA explicitly mentions dead legs as the reason for the complaint and the danger of the development of biofilms. Besides, the FDA criticizes that the slope is not specified on the piping diagrams. Furthermore, the FDA criticizes the maintenance of the system. Corrosion was notified on valves, pipes, fittings and tanks. The microbiological monitoring of the system also gave us for complaint. The total aerobic microbial count, TAMC, over a longer period of time was not examined at all. However, OIS results were received later. The FDA now expects a plan on how to bring the system to a GMP compliant level with regard to design, maintenance and monitoring, and also a validation of the system. In addition, the FDA expects a risk assessment for all affected batches that were delivered to the USA. No quality investigations were carried out during product testing either. As a result, batches had been released for which the required microbiological tests had not been carried out. In this instance, the FDA also expects a risk assessment for batches that have been released for US American market. In addition, the manufacturer should provide a list of all chemical and microbiological tests and specifications, and also examine all required retained samples. Under finding concerns the entire quality system and the quality unit itself. The unit is accused of not having sufficient oversight over production. According to the FDA, there are no written procedures on how to perform a batch record review or how to check electronic data. In addition, the quality unit had released batches for the market despite deviations in the manufacturing records. Thank you.